welcome back to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep, minute by minute, into the exciting cinematic adaptations of Frank Herbert's world of Dune.
Part two.
Part two. I am one of your hosts, Zach.
And I'm John.
And we are back, baby.
It is season two of the Dune Minute. Summer school is over. We're done.
John, it feels so good to be in the warm embrace of a minute-by-minute format again.
We talked about this a little bit over the weekend when we were, you know, taking our notes and everything, but taking minute notes again, there's something so comforting about it.
I love watching 10 seconds of a movie over and over.
Yeah, just hitting the fucking back button on my keyboard over and over.
I was talking to a friend last night, and I told her that I'm not typically a verbose person. And then I realized that I took 5 pages of notes over 10 minutes of a movie, not 2 hours before we had this conversation. So I'm a goddamn liar.
Yep. Yep. Here we are.
Oh, man. Well, I hope you're doing well. We are back. We're on your couch again, and we're just listening to the wind whistle through your windows. Not through the windows. I guess across the windows. They're not letting a draft in.
Well, I mean, it's going through the screens outside the window. Yeah. It's windy as fuck outside right now.
It's very spooky. So if you hear the ominous sounds in the background, I'm not adding those in post. Those are live, baby.
I would imagine that the filter that you have to like deal with our breathing and stuff will also deal with that.
That's true. But the creaking door sounds that you're hearing right now, I did add those in.
Got it.
All right, cool, man. Well, we are here to talk about Dune 2. Finally.
Dune Part 2.
I'm probably going to call it Dune 2.
Get it in your goddamn head right now.
We had an exciting, I won't call it a break, but a slowdown of recordings over the past couple of months.
Got to meet some new friends.
Yeah, some awesome interviews, some deep dives into topics, and just to keep the Dune juices flowing, and we are ready to dive into this movie.
I feel like it was more to keep your, you know, podcast editing practices in line than anything else.
That played a big part in it, for sure. you know, over the break, I spent a lot of time studying the flight training that I've been going through, and I didn't want to make that my single focus because, you know, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Yep.
For editing skills. So, I'm happy to be back in this where I get to edit multiple short episodes a week instead of one big one every couple of weeks.
Yep.
So where in the world do you want to start on this movie, man?
The only place that we can. Minute zero, second zero.
The black screen. The black screen. So like with part one, we are we get a black screen at the very beginning and then a very, very abrupt. Let me pause for a second. Today we are covering minute zero through minute one.
Here we are.
And it starts and ends with some ominous voiceover. So we get the familiar, I guess, cold open Sardaukar language that we got in the first part. And the translation on the screen is power over spice is power over all. I like the continuity between the two movies. That was appreciated.
So we recently sat down with the Lorehounds folks again to talk about Dune Prophecy after, you know, a couple months of sitting on it and everything and having the juxtaposition of the white screen with the black text for that show. Mm-hmm. Thought it was just a little fun homage to the Denis movies and everything, but the Denis movies with the Sardaukar just fucking hits so much harder every time. Just that brrrr, right off the top. And I don't know about you, but when I'm watching on my computer, I've got my Blu-ray drive and everything in my computer, so I'm like watching it right off of a 4K Blu-ray. Mm-hmm. But having like the audio experience through the really good headphones that I have just sends all the right like audio, like
it tickles your brain.
Yeah,
of course. I was listening through speakers, but my monitor speakers at my on my desk, and felt the same way.
Yeah.
It does. Like you said it best. It hits you. It hits you in a good place. Not gonna lie. I think I got a little chub.
Just a slight awareness.
Yeah. Let's. I'm stretching this episode out because we don't have a whole lot to talk about.
This episode is mostly once again several WB logos and Legendary Studios.
Yep. But I want to talk. So we saw this movie in theaters together.
We did, and we saw it early.
We saw it a little bit early than the general release.
Except you got us tickets at Regal and not AMC, so I couldn't get a goddamn Shai Halusi bucket.
It's true. I did not realize it was an AMC only thing. The early screening was only offered through Regal, to me at least.
Yeah, all right. Well, you know what? We still got to see it a month earlier than everyone else. So, yep.
I'm trying to cast my mind back to, what was that, like March of last year?
I have a picture of you holding not the Shai Halusi popcorn bucket, but a popcorn bucket with a stupid grin on your face. It was March, February 25th, 2024 at 6:14 p.m. We were in line at the Regal in Atlanta.
That was Atlantic Station, right?
Yep.
I do love that theater.
Yeah.
It's a fine place. So speaking of that bar. Yeah. This is not Dune related at all.
No, but this is the first episode and there's WB logos and Legendary Studios. So we got to stretch it.
I got a call from my mom last night. Yeah. And as of this recording, yesterday was St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
And
I did not drink.
Good, good. Yeah. I had a little bit. I got a call from my mom who was at that same bar that we went to, the Atlantic Grill. And she was about 2.5 Long Island iced teas in. And boy, oh boy, she was feeling it.
She was feeling it, Mr. Krabs?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
She called me because she wanted to tell me that the bartender's name was also Zach. So,
God, I wish I could be retired. And that's like all that I have to think about.
It was a very pleasant conversation. And I told her to not let the Long Island iced teas kick her ass too much more.
Sure, she woke up feeling great this morning.
So, yes, that's where we were a little over a year ago, watching Dune Part 2 for the first time. And honestly, I think this is maybe the second time I've seen it since then. I watched it once when we got the Blu-rays.
Yep.
And now I'm going through it again minute by minute.
A lot
of this will be kind of new to me again.
And minute by minute really means 10 seconds back, 10 seconds,
sure.
10 seconds back, 5 seconds, right. 10 seconds back, 10 seconds again.
So I'm looking forward to
frame
it.
By frame.
Absolutely. We are. So yes, back in the minute, we are still going through the smattering of studio logos. We got WB and Legendary. Now, is Legendary Denis Villeneuve's like studio?
I don't think it is because Legendary has made a bunch of other movies too.
Gotcha. I feel like he has some kind of connection with them though. Maybe it's just a good working relationship.
Probably.
Okay. I don't know. But
I don't know the politics of
fair enough.
These relationships.
So right after the studio logos are as they're happening, we get those iconic drums, the djembes, maybe they're trash cans. Now we know a little bit more behind the scenes. After talking with Raul Vega over summer school. So I honestly hope that he had a hand in that, in those sounds.
I found one of the things, but that's a later minute.
Okay. Fair enough. So we get the drums and we get a lot of ominous music that starts playing and a disembodied voice, starts talking to us. The subtitles kind of give it away. It attributes the voice to Princess Arulian. We'll get to meet her a little bit more later. Arulian?
Irulan?
Irulan!
There's no I before the A.
And I call myself a Dune podcaster. Yeah,
Jesus Christ, dude.
Irulan. Princess Irulan. We learn a couple of things about what's going on in the world right now from her voiceover.
What she says, Irulan, straight up, Imperial Diary, year 10191, third con. And then we immediately cut to a person in armor with a big ass flamethrower.
Heck yeah.
And one of my favorite things from this is you can just see this tiny little fan in the back of his helmet.
yeah.
Just spinning. Because as we discussed in season one, Arrakis is slightly warm.
Yeah. Understatement, yes.
Gets up to 140 degrees during the daytime. And I don't know if you've ever shot or held a flamethrower.
I have not.
Not a flamethrower per se, but I've definitely had like one of those propane torches with the like larger cylinder end that you use.
Oh, yeah.
And those get hot. So I can imagine spitting out fucking kerosene in front of you.
Sure.
Is
sure.
A little warm, plus the warmth of the desert. So, you know, anything to keep ourselves cool, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, we cut to this person in the armor as we see them light this flamethrower in front of what looks like a huge pile of bodies.
Yes. And there are multiple.
It is.
Yeah. There are multiple piles of these bodies around too.
Yeah, because we immediately cut out and we see basically what looks like a tarmac just covered in bodies that are being burned here.
Yep. And I think it's safe to assume that this is not just Atreides, but this is all of the people who died in the battle.
Yeah.
So not, we're going to focus on the Atreides bodies here in the next minute, but I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yep.
But
we got to stick to minutes.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm getting back into it. And the voiceover comes back and says the bat. And that's
it. That's our minute. And that's our minute.
Woo.
Right. It's good to be back, man. it's so good to be back.
It is. All right, cool. Anything else for this minute?
It's a light one. We're here.
Did you happen to clock exactly how much time the studio logos and everything took of this minute?
I didn't.
I think it was at least half.
It was more than half for sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's what you get with a light minute like that. A bunch of bullshit from us and then just a little bit of the movie. So we will be back tomorrow with a much longer episode. I have a lot more notes for the rest of the week. And we're going to continue on in Dune Part 2. Why don't you take us out with socials, John?
Of course. As always, you can find us online. We are in several places. You can email us, duneminute@gmail.com. We are on Blue Sky at Dune Minute. And you can reach out to us there if you'd like to get in touch more quickly. But we are always looking at our email as well. We'll be, like Zach said, we'll be back tomorrow with another episode of the Dune Minute podcast.
All right. See you then.